Lacrosse Talk on WIZM. Excuse me. I'm Mike Hayes, and my guest this morning is a contributor to this program who is not afraid to tell you things that, national government and many in the media don't want you to know. Betty Eckern, thanks very much for talking with us. This whole
Good morning.
Global overreach of COVID-19, the vaccinations and the boosters and the changes and the outright lies about it, still concerning you greatly, isn't it?
Well, not just myself, but actually thousands, if not millions of people, because we are not being told all of the facts and the truth.
What's being missed?
So I can give you, let me give you a quick synopsis of where I'm at.
Okay.
My journey began several months ago when I was personally touched by a sudden death of someone. Okay, and as time went on, excuse me, and more information was being disclosed, it led me to wonder what really happened there. Okay, and then at this time, Pfizer wanted to bury their trials for 75 years.
Wow.
This isn't fake news. You can find it. It's legit.
Oh, yeah.
For 75 years. So about the time I was starting to question things, what's really going on, that came to my attention. They were taken to court by the Freedom of Information Act, therefore having to release all of their trials. And what was in there was pretty disturbing. Heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, blood clots, autoimmune disorders, stage 4 turbo cancers, among a vast array of other issues that were happening and that were being censored. That they rolled this out. They knew the vaccine would kill people. They knew it would harm people. They knew there would be vaccine injuries, but they rolled it out anyway. So, which is obviously very disturbing. And now what we are seeing is what many of us hoped we would not see, but we're seeing. We are seeing sudden deaths of children, of adolescents, of teenagers, of adults, healthy adults, not waking up, dropping dead from heart attacks. Okay.
I'm curious. Let me ask you.
Pardon me?
Go ahead. Finish. Finish your thought. I have a question.
Yeah, this is what... basically, what's happening with that with the vaccine is that we are not being told that when you're given the vaccine, it should stay in the shoulder girdle there, so, and it's not staying there. And basically, it's causing the spike protein to develop and do damage in vital organs, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and that's when it results in these sudden deaths and all the their diagnosis. Okay, so that's what's happening, and again, they are not disclosing this. Europe is, actually. You can find more information out of Europe, and you always have been able to. They pretty much have shut down, for the most part, their vaccines, other than for the elderly. We have not yet in this country, and it's ironically why, when all of this is being happening. And the other thing, what happens, too, with there's something called antibody-dependent enhancement. This happens when you take a vaccine and you give it to somebody, virus is already mutated, so pretty much that vaccine is not going to do what it was intended to do because the virus is already mutated. So what it does, it hijacks your innate immune system, pretty much like hijacks it. So you don't have your natural immune system any longer from this vaccine. And as a result, that's when all of these other horrific things are happening. People are getting sick. They're getting COVID multiple times. And it's because their immune system is basically messed up from, you know, this vaccine. So that being said, anyway, that's kind of where we're at right now, where we are starting to see a lot of sudden deaths. Another thing to be aware of, and this is, you can confirm it with Dr. Fauci, the trials that we are currently doing, the boosters that we are currently doing are not put through clinical trials. They are not. They're changing them. They're not putting them through clinical trials. There's already horrendous things happening. They're continuing to roll them out. You can find this if you look up Dr. Fauci. He confirmed it. And it was only tested in a lab on some mice. So therefore, anyone who's taking boosters right now, you're the experiment. You're the lab rat.
Right. You're
the lab rat.
Right. globalresearch.ca/COVID-19 vaccines, a place to go, or bit.chute Facebook.com, another place to go. Rumble.com, three websites where you can get some additional information. One more quick question, Betty, because you did such a good job. I hear from medical people all the time, yes, there are some issues, and it's a problem. They are widespread. The benefits far outweigh the negatives.
I would strongly disagree with that. When we are having deaths like this, and you can look up, there's something called excessive deaths, and that's over and above when CDC counts all the deaths, over and above what the norm would be. And right now we have like thousands, hundreds of thousands of excess deaths. It's not from COVID, because we're not dying from COVID anymore. So there's proof that there is death happening. My own personal male physician confirmed all of this. Everything I said, I had a conversation with her, and she said, I know about it all. I'm researching. I see it. I see it in my patients. Strokes, turbo cancers coming back. What is happening, people are being diagnosed with stage 4 cancers that, one, they should have never returned, and they are because the immune system is so messed up from this vaccine. So it's not protecting you even from cancers, let alone the virus. So that's why you are seeing this rampant. And the sudden death, I'm sorry, but it's not normal for a teenager to simply not wake up. And what's happening is, a quick thing, if you know somebody or touched by this, make darn sure you keep vials of blood back, and you keep tissue samples from all organs, and you put a do not destroy order on them with the coroner, because there are tests that are coming out. There's a way that they can prove this. There are tests. There's only a handful of pathologists doing it in our country. One, otherwise our government tries to take you down because you're over the target and you're over the truth. And so you need, if you want answers of a loved one down the road, you need to be able to have specifically what you need to have it tested at another time. And, you know, again, this should be a mandated thing, that there's a sudden death, that they do this looking for the spike protein in the organs. They're not. So when there's a heart attack and they say, yes, it's a heart attack, they're not confirming, yes, there was spike protein in it, which caused the heart to enlarge, which caused it to malfunction, which caused in death. You know, so yeah. We have a long way to go. And I just really hope people think long and hard about these boosters. It is being transferred into babies from the breast milk. It is settling in the ovaries. So, and you could, there's stats out there, right? There's stats. There's massive excess miscarriages and stillbirths. So we're 2 years in right now, and now it's getting to the point where the data is there proving this. It's not just one big lie.
Sure. Betty Eckern, thank you very much for talking with us this morning. Three websites, ladies and gentlemen, globalresearch.ca/COVID-19vaccines. Another is BitChute, BitChute.com. And the third is Rumble.com, COVID-19vaccines. Betty Eckern, thank you very much for talking with us this morning. It's always good to hear from you.